All right, so I'm joined here by Gordon McIver, the Director General of Sejep Heritage College, to talk about Bill 96, the province's overhaul of language laws. Gordon, how's it going?
Things are going well, thank you.
All right, so starting off here, Bill 96, it's an enormous bill, but let's start with some of the amendments that's been causing the most attention here is the addition of three courses in French at English Sejeps. So when did you first hear about this change, and what was your initial reaction to it?
Well, I think many of the DGs in the network, the Anglophone DGs in particular, were shocked and very disappointed. We found out during Quebec's Reading Week, basically the first week of March, and it was a little bit disappointing because this law was originally introduced last May 21, and back in October, we prepared a briefing, a document that we presented in Quebec City where we expressed what our three main concerns were. And to hear in March about amendments that didn't make any reference to our original recommendations was very disappointing and actually really sort of threw us for a curve. And what people are talking about now, as you mentioned, are the three courses. But the three concerns we originally raised, they are still concerns for us. And so it's a huge challenge. And we know that the public's not aware, really, of what's been going on because we've been working in the background trying to make adjustments to the original concerns we've raised. That ship has almost sort of sailed now because now we're stuck fighting the battle about the three courses in French.
Hmm. So you were initially or offered your expertise there earlier. What were the three concerns that you and your colleagues raised?
The original concerns, one was having a cap. So a cap is basically like a ceiling. Basically, the government was going to tell us every year how many students could go to all the English colleges. And the same ceiling would not be applied to French colleges. Now, we're located here in Gatineau, the English community here in Western Quebec is growing. And being told that we're going to have a cap is problematic for us. That is a huge cap, but also I should say in version one, there was sort of an accommodation included in version one of the law where they would take into account the growth of the region. But then we also found out in March when this other amendment came out about the three courses that extension opportunity was removed. So that was another sort of disappointing piece that is problematic. So number one is the caps. That's the word we call it, caps. Second was with respect to the exit exam. Excuse me. When students come to an English college, they have to take an exit exam at the end of their studies. And as it stands now, all the students take an English exit exam. But what was proposed in the first law, and it's still written in the proposed law, is that French students would have to write a French exit exam, and Allophone students would have to write that exit exam too. Well, the issue for us is that English students and French students wouldn't necessarily be doing the same exam, and there even had been conversations that Francophone and Allophone students would have to do two exams. So we saw it as an equity issue, and so we really had some serious concerns about that, the exit exam. Excuse me. The third concern we had was with respect to changing the admission process. The original version of the proposed law talked about each college having its own admission process, which can be, it can be a little bit subjective. As it stands now, most students in Quebec, when they go to an English college, they apply through this organization in Montreal called SRAM. Not everybody does, but we do, and many other English colleges do. And students apply. There are two criteria that are considered when a student applies. We look at their grades, and we look at their prerequisites. We don't ask any other questions about, what they speak at home or where they came from. We don't know. It doesn't make a difference where they went to high school. It's a very open, competitive process. We've been told, though, that the law, though, is going to be changed, and each college is going to have its own admissions policy. And this is problematic internally because it will be very difficult for my admissions team to have to explain to parents, well, your child didn't get in, but the other one did. Like, this is, it's very operational, but it's still problematic, and it's got challenges attached to it. So they were our three main concerns at the time, and we put together recommendations, and many of the recommendations talked about extending the amount of time, like give us 2 or 3 years to establish what the impact would be, because These are brand new processes that we've never ever had before in the network. We don't have any data to know how they would work. You know, what would the impact be? So our original recommendations raised the three concerns, talked about recommendations, usually including, as I say, timelines so that we can determine what the impact would be on our colleges. So that's what the original concerns were. Just to go back to the CAPS, the way it's separate from Bill 96, but still nevertheless a reality that the ministry is sort of imposing on us as well, is they were going to freeze us to our enrollments from February 2019. Now, in fall 2019, in fall 2019, our college, we had 1,175 full-time students in our regular programs. This past fall, we had 1,264 students in our regular full-time programs. That's a difference of 89 students. The government is proposing right now to freeze us where we were 2 years ago. So that means we would only be allowed to have fewer students. But as I mentioned earlier, our community is growing. So this is problematic. And the other thing that's really problematic, is there's two things. One, first of all, we do support the idea of French and having our students develop the best competencies in French they can possibly have. But one of the worst things, especially being an administrator in the college, is that everything I'm learning by reading the newspapers. Mm. There's been no consultation with us. As I mentioned, we took a paper to Quebec City back in October. It was never acknowledged. We were never told it was received. Nobody commented on it. All we got 6 months later in the beginning of March was, here are the amendments of things that we had never even heard of. They were never discussed with us, certainly never discussed with students. And here we are now, a month and a half later, scrambling around and hearing about three courses in French and us working with politicians to say, listen, this is not going to work. This is highly problematic. It affects student success. And where we're located here in Gatineau, this is problematic because, you know, students have other options in our community. You know, what may work in Montreal is certainly not going to work here. If students feel like the wall is too high, if the barriers are too high, if, for example, they're not able to successfully complete three courses in French. And when I say successfully, I mean with good grades so that they can have a good R score to go to a university in Quebec, then they might opt to not even come to our school and they opt to go, you know, over to Ottawa where such rules would not apply to them. So I've been spending a lot of time the last few weeks, you know, educating our local politicians, trying to get the message out to people in Montreal that, you know, this law may be targeted towards, you know, Anglophone communities, rightly, wrongly, whatever, but it's very much a Montreal sort of conversation as far as I'm concerned. But the impact for us here in Western Quebec is huge. And so I'm very much concerned by it. And I invite your listeners to, you know, reach out to their politicians to get more information and see what can be done to make sure that there is always room for our students in our schools and that they stay here and that they're here to help us address the, you know, the shortage in labor that's needed. We don't want necessarily our students necessarily going over the bridge early. We want them staying here, staying with their families, and we want our students to have access to tuition-free stage-up studies as opposed to having to go to Ontario and pay thousands of dollars.
Jeez, you really laid out quite a few of your concerns there. Were you shocked that you're suddenly now getting marching orders, it seems like, from people that don't really understand the realities on the ground, like you've described?
Well, yeah, well, you know, this law is being proposed by the Minister of Justice and the French language. And it's not the ministry who is the Ministry of Higher Education that's proposing this. It's people in government even above them. And so even our contacts in the ministry have said, listen, we're not sure how this is going to all work out. Like, even they're not involved in that conversation. They're the ones who are going to have to work with the colleges to implement it later on. But at this point, they have not been involved in the conversation, nor have we, nor have students. There's been no consultation. It's just conversations happening. You can read. There's lots of material now online where you can read about interactions that took place in hallways. And believe me, we were not involved in any of those things. But, you know, it's very disappointing. We need a timeline, first of all. Earlier this week, we were making requests to have this timeline set up for a couple of years so that there's time for families to adjust. Mm-hmm. But the way it stands now, we've never been told that this isn't going into effect next year, the year after, whatever. But we think it needs a couple of years to get embedded in the system so that people can adjust accordingly. But we can't envision this happening in September. This would be very, very problematic for our students. The pandemic's still on. We've had students who've been adjusting for years to difficult situations. And, I can't imagine that this would go through right away. There's so much adjustments required, and we don't want our students being penalized.
Yeah, just to focus back on the three French courses there, it was brought in by the Liberals, and then now they're trying to get it repealed. But I mean, it's the CAQ has a majority there on the committee, so it's entirely in the government's hands. If this does go through, like you're saying, what possible fixes are there? Like you said, adding a period of 4 years or something to give both the CEGEPs themselves and also like the high schools as well a chance to prepare students for this this massive change to how these things are laid out, right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So, the more time that's known in advance, families can adjust accordingly. But also, too, we've been encouraging to have a consideration to allow for more courses that are not content courses in French. So, there's a difference between a course in French and a French course. And, the French course piece is sort of the traditional courses that many students take, like second language courses. And, if an accommodation could be made more consideration given to those courses as opposed to having a student take a course in history, for example, in French, it would be more possible for a student to succeed in those courses. So, yes, the course is in French, but it's a French, traditional French course, a second language course, which, sets students up for success and allows them to integrate well into Quebec, but will not result in them having, a poor grade and having a low R score. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier about the R score, but to go to a university in Quebec, you need an R score.
Mm-hmm.
And, if students have low, weak R scores, then they're not going to be able to get into those really competitive programs. So ideally, we would like the whole course, French course piece renewed, removed. But, if it can't be, then the compromise would be to at least allow the courses to be courses in, like, French language courses. I should mention that students already take two French language courses already as part of their program.
Mm-hmm.
So this would just be some additional course, the French language courses, as opposed to content courses in French.
So like an elective, you mean? Like just something not exactly like course specific?
Something like which?
Like an elective, you know what I mean? Like not a core course?
Well, yeah, it would be nice to have the option for students, we believe, where students could, a biology course could be one, or, maybe a sustainability course. Like sometimes there's courses that are offered that are sort of non-traditional but complementary type courses, something like urban gardening or something like that. But, so it would be nice to have students have choices that don't put them in a difficult situation so that they can't succeed. The other thing I should mention, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier, with respect to the exit exam, the proposed law would require allophone and francophone students to take the French exit exam. Well, currently in French CEGEP, I don't know the statistic off the top of my head, but I understand that about maybe 80% of students pass that exam.
Mm-hmm.
And in the English sector, about 70% of the students pass their exam. Well, if Francophone students will be required to take the French exit exam at an English institution, currently we don't offer the prep courses for that. And even if we did start to do that, there could be an impact on student success. We could actually have fewer students graduating with diplomas. Mm. And this is not what we're looking for. Like, we need more students getting diplomas. We need more students graduating. We need to address the, labor shortage in the marketplace. And if we don't have graduates, then this is a huge problem. So... Mm.
No, absolutely. There's the consequences are very far ranging, as you're saying. And to focus there on enrollments as well, I understand there's been some talk too of applying Bill 101 to CEGEPs, which would, from what I understand, bar francophone students that went to francophone high schools and such from going to English CEGEPs. Do you know what the percentage is of francophone students that attend Heritage?
It varies from college to college. At our college, we believe, again, because it's not something we check when people come in, mm-hmm. we believe it's about 28% here.
Jeez.
Maybe 30%. So our college is one of the most, I'll say, Anglophone of all the colleges. We're like around over 60% of our students come from our region and come from our own high school. So if Bill 101 were to come into effect, then we would certainly have many fewer students than we have now. So Bill 96 is not Bill 101, but many of the elements that may be touched on in 101 do come into play. But, you know, at this point, Bill 96 is, I'll say, somewhere in between, but closer to 101 than it is to the status quo. I guess, like in the real world, 96 is pretty close to 101.
I suppose so. And we've touched on a lot here as far as you're concerned, but is there anything else that you've seen in some of these new amendments that are coming out? It's tough to follow because it's an ongoing conversation and things change pretty rapidly here, but is there anything else that you saw that was of concern for your institution specifically?
You know, there are little things, administrative elements. Like we find out, for example, all contracts would have to be in French. Another thing that came up is, you know, how will this affect our Indigenous students? It's not clear how this applies to them. You know, we want to, and we're worried too about equity and inclusion. If, for example, we're forced to, make it more difficult for some people to come to our college, then, you know, I'm afraid that the college will become more racially divided, that we won't have the representation that we do now. Our college here, we have 1,200 students. And 64 languages are spoken here. And if it becomes difficult for some people to come here, then I'm afraid that we wouldn't be as cosmopolitan and multi-ethnic and as we are now. Yes, we're an English college, but there's a lot of French being spoken in the hallway. And teachers who've been here for many years have told me, Gordon, there's much more French spoken here than there used to be. So, you know, even English students are getting more opportunities to be connected with Francophone students. You know, we're an inclusive community here. We're belonging. It's for everybody. And, you know, we're hoping that we want to make things better for people. This is the way of the future. And I'm not sure that this bill matches that and really goes in that direction. It delivers the wrong message.
Mr. McIver, I want to thank you for your time here. It's been great. you're very well good at listing out everything because, like I said, it's an enormous bill with a lot of amendments here. But I'll give you the last word here if you had any message maybe to students or their parents or just anyone, the politicians involved with this as well.
Well, thank you. You know, I know I've shared a lot of information and I'm not looking to confuse people, mm-hmm. but I would invite people to, you know, check out the media, find out what the latest is. Contact your local MNA. I'll say Andre Fortin has done an excellent job on this dossier in terms of representing us. And he's the rep for Elmer. And also Marie Godreau has been great as well. And we've met with many of the local politicians. So people are aware. They're trying to find a way to make this work. But it is extremely challenging. And I would encourage people to inform themselves. And, you know, there is an election planned for October. And this could be an election issue, but it could also be a passed law before the election comes. And so people need to get on the honker now and start calling people. We know that many community groups are involved already, and I would encourage people to inform themselves because this could affect your families in the future.